We have a fairly small group this year. We have 24 players, and mainly this is the chance to compete with the best players in the world. This has traditionally been one of the strongest checkers events of the year, and until very recently, actually, winning the national tournament guaranteed you the chance to challenge for the world title. So it's been a serious tournament for, we've been running it for about 100 years now.
Now, it's called the National Freestyle Checkers Tournament. What do you mean by freestyle checkers?
A good analogy is with swimming. So in professional swimming, there are certain races where you have to use the butterfly or the backstroke. In competitive checkers, we have what's called three-move restriction, which means we've gone through and determined the first three moves, two for one side and one for the other, and that results in a dynamic and kind of unbalanced position. In freestyle, like in the freestyle swim races, you can open however you want. So you might have a special move that you like to start with. You might like to play a certain line. It really gives the players a chance to pull out the stuff that they've been working on in their spare time.
Why is checkers sort of have less prestige, say, than chess? Mm-hmm.
I think it's because there's a misunderstanding about simplicity and complexity versus difficulty. I play both checkers and chess. I enjoy both games. I think that checkers is harder in some ways because you have to be a lot more precise. In checkers strategy, if you make one wrong move, it's curtains. Checkers is actually a lot more complex than many people realize. We have something like 15 billion positions. The number of possible positions in checkers is 5 times 10 to the 20th.
Now, what makes an excellent or even a world-class checkers player? What kinds of skills and knowledge do you have to have in order to achieve such a level?
I think it requires a good mix of left brain and right brain skills. Memorization always helps. There's a fairly large specialized literature of checkers, game collections, ideas about strategy, instructions on how to play the opening and the ending. And some positions you just have to know. If you have to defend the weak side of position, you better know it all the way through or you'll drift into a loss. The other side of it, though, is knowing when and how to be creative. So a good checker player will learn the history, what other people have done, what moves they've made, but also learn the ideas. So that if you're in a position where you don't want to make the move that's been made 5,000 times since it was first published, you have to know what kind of move is sound.
John Acker says primitive games that eventually became checkers can be traced back thousands of years to Egypt and India. But modern checkers has been around for about 160 years. He says it was developed in England and Scotland and brought to the U.S. by immigrants. International checkers tournaments have been played since about 1900, and this week's National Freestyle Checkers Tournament in Cincinnati has brought players from as far away as Barbados and South Africa. I'm Steve Hirschberg.